You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Living is engaging your life with intensity and passion at some point in time.
It's a lot of heavy breathing.
At least at some point in time, even for a little bit of time, every day. People ask me, what warrior, what are you passionate about?
What warrior? Is this the
it
ultimate
finally
warrior?
Came to me years ago.
No, Tony just
you
calls himself a warrior.
About? I'm passionate about fucking passion. I'm passionate about intensity.
Yep.
All the self-help books, all the motivational books, the inspirational tools that you can buy, the bottom line in them is do the work.
Do the work.
Once you get through all the pages and all the rules and all the principles and all the formats and all the plans and all the templates, it comes down to that.
Do
the fucking work. And sometimes the only way to go about doing the work is get fucking raw and get fucking intense.
Nice.
All right.
Get angry and aggressive.
This is not a work safe episode.
And make it fucking happen.
Booyah.
For yourself.
Huh? There you go.
Wow. Your life.
Yeah.
Tell your life.
Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Wow.
Another episode,
that's
another
quite the
week.
Intro.
Does he hold that camera up in front of his face and record that?
That's all he does. That's the ultimate warrior who I think legally changed his name back
to
up
warrior.
To warrior.
Why not be the ultimate warrior?
I think there was some legal
WWE.
Oh, yeah, I bet they own it. Yeah.
So he's just the warrior now. But he looks much better when he wears a thing around his face.
Just like how China had to change her name to China Doll.
Yeah, that's true. Right? He looks better with those things over his eyes.
I believe those are glasses. They call those glasses.
No, didn't he used to wear like a mask?
He used to wear
face paint.
Face paint. There you go. He looks much better with face paint.
I used to remember when he used to wear that big hat. That was his hair. Remember he used to wear that big old hat? He used to have that cape. He'd come on out. I used to love wrestling. Hey, come on down that big old robe, all fancy.
I see what we're doing here.
Playing pop circumstances and music.
It's the Make Fun of Don episode. I see it.
Every other episode's a Make Fun of Tony episode. We have to take turns.
Honky Tonk Man had like a helmet hair.
He did. Let's talk about old wrestlers for half an hour.
He had long sideburns.
Oh, I'm not recording this. No, I'm just joking.
He had a long sideburns.
Unfortunately for you listeners, we were recording this.
Had his hair slicked back. It's coming to your town in a pink Cadillac. Just a honky tonk man.
Jeremy, some song that's going to... There we are.
There we go. It's getting you pumping, right? Getting you pumping.
It's not loud enough.
Get raw. Oh, I thought we were going to talk over it.
Get intense.
Yeah, but you gotta fade out in a minute.
I'm gonna do the fucking work.
Fade out in 30 minutes. This is good.
Who's that?
Rose Tattoo.
Yeah.
So after the new year hit, Jeremy was like, you know what? I got to get it together. I got to start. I went through about a month long.
Depression.
I have my pug. We lost the pug about a month ago. And that was kind of sad. More attached than I thought I would be. So I decided to
Tony
get
has
through.
Feelings.
I decided to get through that depression.
Tony found out in 2014 he had feelings. Threw him entirely for a loop.
My eyes are leaking.
I got through that by eating donuts every day. Mm. And I gained like 16 pounds. Anyhow.
Anywho.
So I've got this race coming up. And but that's not the only thing I want to talk about. We'll get to me in a second. Let's talk about Mr. Jeremy here, who not only is doing the fucking work.
Yeah.
But he's getting raw.
Raw,
he's getting intense.
I am raw and intense. Sometimes too raw and intense for the airwaves.
Shoveling snow.
So you started.
I did shovel a lot of snow.
What was the point where you're like, what was it after the sprint a few weeks ago that you lost that you're like, you know what, I can't lose.
Was that rock bottom?
That was rock bottom for me.
You know what, he like said he
wasn't. Not just losing a sprint, but agreeing to sprint in front of a guy's house to prove a point and then losing was the rock bottom.
I think it actually did bother you.
It didn't bother me because I knew I was going to lose, but I actually did think I was going to do better. But that's fine. I did not. And that wasn't the real reason. I mean, I just need to get into shape. I've gotten way too heavy, got way too fat. I tried last year to get into shape for the Tough Mudder, and I did kind of, but not far enough. And then I gained all that weight right back. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting again, this time with diet first and then working out afterwards.
You know what's good is a diet Dr. Pepper.
Nope, no soda at all, Don. Soda free.
It's delicious.
But I do like diet Dr.
It's like 21 flavors.
That's Don's health tip.
Diet Dr. Pepper
is great. It involves diet and doctors. So it's like, oh yeah, it's healthy. It's healthy.
So I'm, we haven't recorded, we skipped a couple weeks here and there, so I don't think you guys have seen me. I've gone through the first 2 weeks
the
of
transition,
South Beach.
The transition is amazing.
Now, why
I don't think it is.
why South Beach?
Because it's
warm.
I like Florida. No, it's just an easier diet. It's not like, you basically eat smart and you don't eat any carbs, and then you eat the same kind of smart, but you add carbs back in. And mm-hmm. it's not like it's a diet. It's a life change, lifestyle change. But it's also eating foods that I like, but without eating all the takeout.
Yeah, Lido's. Do you have anything?
I can't have anything with. I can't have Lido's.
South Beach.
But you know, it's like I can have pretty much any meat I want.
Now,
I'm a big fan of mouthfuls of meat. I like to double fist meat in my mouth, and this lets me do that. A lot of protein. And some vegetables, and I can have I can now add a couple carbs in. It's
look
pretty
at you.
Good.
What kind of carbs are you adding in?
So the first 2 weeks you eat no carbs, and then the next week you get to add one bread and one fruit.
Oh.
So the first morning I got up and I ate a plain dry piece of toast, and it was the most incredible piece of toast I've ever eaten in my whole
it's
life.
Like the Blues Brothers.
So good, and I had some grapes. It's very exciting. Very exciting times.
Now, do you have a cheat days, or is that you're just not going to do the cheat day at all? You're just going to do...
Right now, I'm not doing a cheat day. However, I will say that the first day, if you don't eat any carbs at all for 2 weeks, and then you eat a piece of toast, you will eat as much bread as you can to try to convince yourself that it's okay because it's your first day eating bread. And so I ate a lot of bread. But but it was healthier bread than I would have eaten before, so I still consider it a win. But I have lost some weight. I'm very excited about
that. How much have you lost?
I don't know.
You want to weigh in?
I think we should do a weigh in.
Do we have a weigh in music?
I can find some. This
I'm
is a
weigh
good
in
one
as well.
You're weighing in?
Yeah.
Should I weigh
this
in?
This is our.
Let's have Don weigh in as well.
Wow, why this not? Is going to be a riveting show for everybody listening to us all weigh in. We could have weighed in before the show and just told you, but no, we're going to do it live while we play some Survivor. That's what we're going to do.
All right, we're all weighing in?
We're all going to weigh in.
I'll go weigh in first. How about right. that, huh?
All right, it's
this
a story
is going to be fun.
Life.
All right, Jeremy is stepping away from the table, from the studio table.
You can't even hear the music and you're bobbing your head.
He can feel it, though. He can feel the energy. So he's now walking over. He's taking off.
Why are you taking off all of your clothes?
Off some clothes.
What is paper tongue?
If he goes shirtless, I'm going to stop the episode shortly.
Hey, hold on. Turn around real fast. Turn around. Is there a hole in your armpit in there?
There's something about this song playing while Jeremy takes off his clothes. It's very...
I've had this. It's at McDougal's.
It's making me feel very uncomfortable.
All right, we got Jeremy.
Right, in.
Got Jeremy.
He's coming back. He's putting his clothes back on.
That's a nice fleece.
Stepping down. He's putting...
Why zip it up.
Zipping up the pants.
What do we got?
So, if you guys remember, I was at 248.
248?
And now I'm at
246.
After 2 weeks of a strong diet, actually I'm at 235.
Ah,
that beats my last weigh-in record of 238 when I got happy and danced.
235.
That's with no exercise.
Look at you.
Just diet changes,
and
which proves that I was eating total shit.
Mouthfuls of meat.
A little bit of vegetables. Every morning I have a V8.
So give that weight total again. 235.
235.
That's
awesome. 235.
235. 235er.
So I'm only 35 pounds away from my goal of 200 pounds.
Now, it's cold out here, so, I mean, I'm wearing lots of layers.
That's why I stripped down to buy my skivvies.
Okay.
I know you guys like that.
All right.
And I did a dance. I expect to see an interpretive dance.
You mean to go next?
I'll go now.
You want to go?
I was in August at my peak weight loss, my peak fitness for the Spartan race then. I was at 203 pounds.
203.
In the last month.
Is there a niner in there?
I've eaten.
209er.
I ate donuts like about four times a week.
Yeah.
Okay. I would kill you for a donut right now.
So let me weigh in. But when we touch.
This is a good song. I mean, really. This is like when I work out, this is what kind of music I play. I play some Survivor.
No, this is not a good song to work out to.
All right. Well, maybe I'll find one that is a better song to work out to. How about this one? Some more Survivor.
Die of the Tiger is the only song that's...
This is a good workout song. Also from Rocky.
219.
219er.
Wow. So you've gained... look at my math skills. 16 pounds. Wow. Look at that, Don. Thank you. I was like 22 pounds.
Right. You're welcome. So Don's not real smart. He's good at math.
My goal in the next 11 weeks, because I have this race coming up in May, is to lose.
What race is in May?
The Warrior Dash.
Is this with coworkers again?
Yeah.
And another stupid bet in place?
Yep.
Awesome. We'll talk about that in a second. So you're at 219?
219. I want to get down to 195.
Wow. That's a lot of work in 11 weeks, but I think you can do it. I have faith in you. All right, Don.
All right.
It's your turn.
Okay. I'm not trying to lose any weight, but okay.
I just want to know how heavy Don is and what political affiliation he is. We'll get it someday. We will get it. I believe he is.
Now, Don is actually probably the leanest of all three of us.
And the
However,
meanest.
However, he's actually not the fastest because I beat him in that sprint. I just like to make
like
sure
to bring
I
that up every
that.
Time you have a chance.
Yep. Don has taken off his clothes, a little bit awkward.
This is a good episode for people who like Survivor. Otherwise, it's a terrible episode.
Yeah, the fact is that they have no ability to actually see what we're doing really makes it...
No, we're actually just watching everyone strip down to their underwear and go to a scale. Yep. And then we make them touch their toes, and they weigh themselves in.
So have you incorporated exercise? You've now started to do that, correct?
Phase two is this week. I have not really picked up the real exercise. I mean, I go out walking, and I mean, it's lame to count shoveling a lot of snow, but I've shoveled a lot of snow in the last 2 days.
That is a workout.
It is.
That's not easy.
I was
do.
Out for 2 hours. I shoveled out other people's spots because I wanted a better workout. Look at that, huh?
Really?
That's dedication, Tony. Dedication.
Or you should do it because you want them to take your spot, and you had to...
No. Also, I have a lot of friends that come by. No one ever comes by. I just wanted to shovel out some spots. And there was a new neighbor, and I thought I'd be nice to the new neighbor because the old neighbor didn't like me. No, they're not a fan.
Didn't like
because he found Jeremy's cat.
That's true. My cat was in his house.
He said, "Why'd you bring my cat back? Get off my cat."
I was pleasuring myself on the deck, and he saw me. And I don't know if that's the right way to meet a neighbor, but we have never picked it up since. So. That's what I get for doing it at noon. Should have waited until the afternoon.
All right, so I weighed myself.
All right. And?
Now, look, I've got long underwear on because it's cold out, and I've got real thick thermal socks.
375 pounds.
192.
Nice.
192.
Nice. Now, what's the lightest you ever weighed, Don, in the last 10 years?
In the last 10 years, probably down somewhere around like 180, 185.
All right. So
I'm fine.
You maintain your weight for the most part. You don't
really... Yeah, no. Sorry.
Why don't you kick the table?
I apologize. Yeah, no, I don't fluctuate that. I've been up to like 204, 205.
Mm-hmm.
That's been the highest.
Now, are you you always talk about that. I mean, Jeremy obviously wants to lose weight. I need to lose weight and get in shape and get faster. Mm-hmm. What about you, Don? What kind of goals do you have? Or do you not really have any goals?
Well,
like,
I wanted to stop smoking.
All right, and you've done that.
I have.
Now
been
over,
very successful now for like.
Are you saying you're done being done smoking?
What?
So you're done being done smoking?
No, I said I wanted to be done smoking.
And I've done that. Now I'm back to being. To
now I'm back to smoking. La 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 la. No, so I've done that.
It's been almost 2 months, Don.
It has.
Very impressive.
And I went on a business trip recently. I figured I'd get drunk and probably do some of that, but I did not.
Instead? Just finger bang my balls. He didn't like it. He was not a fan.
I believe in certain jurisdictions that's called forcible rape.
Whatever.
It's fine. I would like to find a workout routine that I could keep up with, but I would like to work out. Yes.
Now you talked about
Jeremy. Jeremy lives close. Maybe him and I could, find a way to work out. And then you said.
We would just go down to each other to parking lot and go to Applebee's, which I mean can be a lot of work depending. I like to really get into it. So
I can feel your chamber when we touch.
I have decided that I'm going to snack better.
I'm into the snacking. I like the snack. And you know what I've been eating as a snack? pistachios.
Yeah, I eat a lot of, I was going to say a lot of nuts, but that is just falling
that's,
into a
that's
trap.
In my car.
So I like to eat protein shots and nuts. And no, I found a new thing I like because I really like wasabi, but I can't eat, you can't eat like, on the South Beach, it's like you can have nuts as a serving, but it's like you can have 15 almonds. But no. that doesn't get you very far. I just want more after that. But I found something I can eat as much as I want of.
Here we
and
go.
It's got wasabi.
Is
and I brought some to share with everybody.
Let's see. What do we got?
It is, check it out, dried seaweed squares covered in wasabi.
Oh, wow.
Don't think I'm not eating these. I'm passing them around. These are good.
That is disgusting.
You have to try one, Don.
Actually, I think I have had
these. Incredible.
Are these also known as like nori wraps or something like that? Or
well,
that's
the same
seaweed?
Kind of stuff they put on seaweed on sushi. Yeah, it's a little dry, so get ready for that. Oh man, this is good. And listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like eating paper. Mm.
Sounds gross on the mic. Too.
What is this?
It's dried seaweed covered in wasabi.
So disgusting.
It's the most incredible. I've eaten bags of this stuff. They sell it at Target.
It does taste like sushi.
Mm-hmm. I think the listeners probably just turned us off because all you hear is us smacking our lips.
I'm going to be honest. If they got through us playing 100 Survivor songs, they're here for the long haul.
Was this made on a 3D printer?
I make all my food via 3D printer now.
I would eat that.
I can eat chicken legs if I make them on a 3D printer. I can make everything.
I'm going to try to fix our headset here.
Yeah, is it the headset or is it going to be... I'm good. I'm good. Are you good?
The headset's moving back and forth. I'm not.
As long as the sound sounds okay for everybody else.
I'm fine at
this
point.
I don't care. It works.
That's disgusting. I got to get this taste out of my mouth.
Mm. Third time you said that today.
Very true.
Now, what kind of workout are you going to do? Is there a plan?
I mean, I've signed up. I haven't signed up, but I have to sign up for the company Tough Mudder that is in June.
Look who's
in
talking
Richmond.
Obstacle racing.
Well, you already brought up a race earlier. So I'm saying, I am doing that. So for that, I will be doing the P90 officially. But right now, I'm just going to pick like two or three workouts I like from it and do it three times a week along with
will
running.
Will yoga be part of that workout?
No, that's the worst disc. Even when I go full on P90, I'm not going to do the yoga disc. I'll switch it for just stretching. I hate the yoga disc.
I can't do it. It's very hard. The first one is more of the
You know, I don't really mind it, but it's like you're bending over in all these weird like shapes and you're watching the guy on TV do it, and then you have to bend over with an erection. I don't have time for that, so I have to just do something else. I'm doing the stretching.
That's the third time you said that.
Third
today,
time,
too.
Yep. Mm. I don't have time for that.
Now, how much running are you going to start incorporating?
No, I mean, I'm going to run 3 days a week and do workout disc 3 days a week. And you know, alternate. So I'll do workout, run.
You got to wake up at like 5 in the morning to do this, or are you gonna do
no,
that
no, I'll
work?
Do it when I get home from work because I get home early. I get home from work at 3:30, so it's still light outside. I can still go running. It's gonna be great. And there's actually a gym in my office. I always feel weird using it though.
Why?
I mean, it's in the office. It's not like a real gym. They just took one of the offices and they put like workout equipment in it.
So there's no shower option.
Maybe there is a shower. They put a shower in, but it's like. I've worked in this building for 2 years at this specific building, and I don't think I've ever seen it get cleaned. And I've seen my other coworkers in there, and I don't want to share that shower.
Mm. Well, you can just go right after right when you're done working before you go home and actually work out.
I'll have to buy like shower shoes.
I've never worked out at work. So like,
I don't work at work.
How does that work? Do you go in and is there like a group shower so like you see your coworkers' wangs all
no,
like
it's
swinging around?
At my office, it's just a one shower, like your shower in your house.
Like
it's
one minute you
shower.
And Bill are working out on the treadmill. Next minute you and Bill
giving
are
giving each other the secret handshake in the shower.
And then the next minute
that's
you're
how business gets done, Don.
Next minute you're
welcome to America.
You're both helping each other with an Excel spreadsheet.
No, the showers I have are individual and they have curtains and everything, so it's pretty private. Although there is still the change. Area where there'll be like the one guy who loves talking hockey while his wang is hanging out. That still happens.
That's
Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, well, he can talk hockey with his wang hanging out. I don't mind. That's
I'm not
going
to tell him anything different.
Go for it.
Hey, your wang. Nope, not going to say anything.
Totally fine.
Yep. Hey, that's the nastiest crap I've ever had in my entire life.
I love that stuff. I've eaten bags of it.
No.
It's Annie Chun's. Wasabi seaweed.
How would you market that? Wonderful Pistachios. Obviously, that's the name of their company. They've marketed themselves as Wonderful Pistachios. Would you market that as Wonderful Seaweed Wasabi paper?
I'll tell you, each box, it comes in like a little packet like
Girl Scout
cookies.
By the way, I like how you put it in a Ziploc bag to keep its freshness.
I want... Well, yeah, but you know what? Was I going to give you guys something that was just in my pocket? No, it has to be in a plastic bag.
It tasted like you just gave me something out of your pocket.
It didn't have sand in it.
It was horrible.
So it was good. But you can eat a whole box of it, and it's 60 calories.
Wow.
So I eat a lot of it.
I'm full now.
I never want to eat again. I love that stuff.
I feel like, you know, when you go to church and they give you the wafer.
I'm gonna put a link of that. That will be our new sponsor. Annie Chun's wasabi seaweed.
They probably have a nice marketing budget.
They sell it at Target.
Oh.
They sell it at Target. In the Asian food section. Asian's food.
Wait a minute. There's an Asian food section at Target?
If your Target does groceries, they have a Asian / Hispanic food section row.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Now you the Giant has
the Giant also has it.
The Giant has a Hispanic
amazingly
section.
Grocery
yeah.
stores in a multicultural area will service other cultures.
I'll have to go to Aldo.
Only white people food. Aldo, frozen pizzas only. And Bubba Burgers. That's all we sell at Aldo's.
Love Bubba Burgers.
Oh, no. Make your own burgers. No. Oh, God.
Oh, I love Bubba Burgers.
Bubba Burgers are awful.
Oh, with the onion? Oh,
they're just make burgers.
They're delicious.
Anyway.
Not inviting you over for a cookout this summer.
Speaking of cookouts.
Uh-huh.
I have nowhere to go for that.
I know where we're going to go with it. Go ahead.
Well, no, there's a couple things, but first I have that race coming up in May, so I need to one, lose like 25 pounds.
Right.
All right.
Two, I need to stop eating donuts. I've done that. Three.
I'm 6 hours into my pledge. I'm not eating any donuts for 6 hours.
Three, I have to somehow get the people I'm racing against to not work out anymore, and that has not happened.
So what is the stupid bet this time?
Should you bring donuts to the office to help plump them
up? Did that. We're doing some stupid fitness challenge that I don't really take a part in, and so now they're like, we brought in donuts, but it's for B team. Don't open it.
Don't open
B
it.
B team. Yeah. A team. Don't have any donuts. Yeah.
Is there like an email, like a memo that goes out?
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
They've created a group distribution list just
for
the A team
and B team. It's the stupidest thing ever. And no one's really losing any weight or anything, so everyone's just putting in the, I worked out 7 times last week. You're
this
like,
is
no,
why,
you didn't.
This is why China looks at America and laughs.
So there's 5 people in this race. The bottom 2 finishers buy lunch for the top 2 winners. So the person that finishes 3rd gets out of everything. They don't have to worry about doing anything. So
that's I can't wait for that.
The problem is I'm looking at right now. If the race were today, I would finish 5th. So it's not good. It's not good. It's not good.
5th.
I'm talking about finishing though.
Hey.
Segue.
That's a terrible segue. This past week,
I can't wait for this.
I was doing my morning routine.
Right. So you got up and you fed the dog.
I got
fed
up.
The dog.
Fed the dog. Put on a little. Put on a little music.
No. You know, usual routine, which is feed the dog.
CNN.
Kenny
MSNBC.
Morning Joe. Fox News.
MSNBC.
Put that on mute. Get out the paper towel. Set the laptop up on the
paper
pillow.
Paper towel?
That's a lot of preparation.
That's how cavemen do it.
So there's a
me
whole,
brony man. He's super there's absorbent.
There's a routine before everything starts. You know, there's the preparation.
He's got to pregame it.
Yeah.
It's like a tailgate party.
And I find a video that I want to watch. This one happened to be a driving school.
Nice. One of your favorites. It's a classic.
One of the classics. And all of a sudden, I hear a. My wife walks out.
Oh my! Where was she?
She was asleep because it's like 7 in the morning, and she walks out into the living room where I am, and.
And you're how far along are you in this process?
Now, luckily, I was literally just getting started, so. There wasn't I wasn't midway, you know, but I was at, there was a start point, and I was at the start
Why
point.
We didn't start the show off with this story?
We wanted to make sure everyone tuned out for our weigh-in, so no one's going to hear this story.
So, yeah, so then I immediately closed the laptop door.
The first thing.
Laptop door.
I don't know.
It has a door.
I meant a laptop door.
Makes a creaky noise.
No, I got
you should just
by
you
the...
should write a book, but you should never edit it. You should just go with what, like, just do speak to spell or whatever, and just go with it.
How
see what comes
laptop
out.
Top? I meant
the first thing he
I
does.
I get in my car and I push go, and that thing moves. What?
The first thing he does is he shuts the laptop. Dude, now pulls up his pants.
No, well, you can't. At that point, you already been caught. And it's better. Honestly, it's fine if you're caught doing that. But depending what that video is, you might want to close that immediately. You don't want any conversation over what video at the moment you're watching. Because there's no way to make that sound. It doesn't matter, like, oh, but it's a classic. No, there's nothing. Just close it. There's nothing you can be watching
exactly.
That's appropriate.
Shut it down.
Yep.
I was just watching an episode of The Dukes of Hazzard. It doesn't just close it. Just close it.
With your wang out.
I was anticipating my wife, humiliating me.
But she came out and said, "Let's go with this."
No, she didn't do that either. Which is kind of, I always wanted that too to happen. That never happens either. That didn't happen.
No, that's never gonna happen. The reality is, yeah, she was like, oh, and then she went back in her room to act like she never woke up.
No, she was still like half asleep. So she
can
like,
I have some coffee? Do you want some coffee?
Do you have any of those wasabi wasabi squares?
I need an Annie Chun's wasabi square.
But I gotta tell you, it wasn't as embarrassing as I thought it was gonna be. I thought I would be like mortified getting caught, and I was like, I was okay with it.
Did you give her a kiss on the way out? Or, hey, honey, hope you have a good day. Yeah, I just started my day off by watching you jerk off on the sofa to Morning Joe on MSNBC.
Well, she did go, "Why do you have Morning Joe on mute?" And I'm like, God.
I like Morning Joe. I want to stay informed.
It is part of the routine. I start watching.
Joe Scarborough is he's a guy that helps me get going in the morning, if you know what I mean. Gets the blood flowing.
That is a terrible fear. I would be so afraid. Again, not of getting caught, but whatever the video would be at the time, because there's no good way to explain any of it. It doesn't matter, but it's just one lady by
did
herself.
Did she turn around?
It's just two ladies. Oh, it's just, I think it's cool to see a chick with a black dude. I have nothing good to say.
I think there was a monkey.
Well, that one might be all right. It's two pigs. What? You know what? I don't want to know.
So did she just turn around and go back in the room, or start, like, making eggs?
No, she went out and went for like the smoke, which she usually does in the morning.
Okay. She went out to call her mom and cry. Into the now, the most important question, though, did you finish up the routine?
After she went to sleep?
Yeah.
After she went back to sleep?
After she went back to sleep, which is like 10 minutes.
She got
later.
Up and then she went back to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. You finished.
What do you think I did?
I'm assuming you finished the routine.
I was already like, everything had been.
You chubbed up.
I already took that paper towel out. I'm not going to put it back.
It's like one of those pump up water guns where you pump it up, and then it's like you can't not pull the trigger because all the pressure is
It would be awful. It would just go off at random. The subway. Just
You don't want that.
Oh
to happen.
Absolutely. After a show, it wasn't the same. Like there was a good 20-minute period. It wasn't like that wasn't like I was still set up.
We understand.
But, after she went back to sleep, I was like, well, I'm
fire in a hole.
Gotta go. No point not doing it now. I've already gotten caught once.
Now he's looking at the Bob Marley poster. His pants down.
Yeah, so that was my experience last week.
That is awesome.
Awkward.
3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.